Bit. Building a team that stays in sync even if you operate async. We are living in some exciting times where work, as we know it, has undergone a massive, irreversible transformation. Such a tectonic shift has challenged every belief that we have held dear to what constitutes a company, a team, or even an employee. As we break apart from the monolithic organizational structures to something more modular, the concept of building your team according to business requirements cements its presence. Here's a look at how companies can hybridize their workforce, the associated benefits of such a move, and how to ensure success if you go down this path. Build your team. Different means to the same goal. When we talk about building your team or hybridizing your workforce, we mean it in its truest sense. In other words, you and your employees decide the best form of hybridization to achieve the organizational goals. Some companies would prefer to have a core team of engineers and engage on-site talent on contract to assist them. This example is one form of hybridization, as you are getting fresh blood from external agencies involved with the in-house teams during the development process. Alternatively, you could avail of the services of an agency supplying nearshore talent to mitigate cultural or time zone differences while maintaining diversity. In this case, too, your team will get new insights from the nearshore teams, which will widen the otherwise tunnel vision that comes to play during development. Then, there is also the classic case of a hybrid workforce where some of your employees work on-site while the rest function remotely. Such a system works on an office-first or remote-first model, with the employees controlling the ropes on where they work. According to Gartner, the four common hybrid models are as follows. Synchronous working together. Teams work on-site and participate in in-person meetings in shared spaces. Working together, apart. Teams are distributed but they have regular virtual meetings. Asynchronous working apart, together. Teams operate from a shared or co-located space but do not work at the same time. Working apart. Teams are distributed, with every individual exercising deep focus on a single task while working remotely. In all the above cases, you can see that hybridization augments your existing workforce's capabilities by tearing down all walls that may be holding them back from performing to the max. How does workforce hybridization optimize growth? We have already seen above how hybridization presents itself as the middle ground to overcome business challenges. It unlocks the best of both worlds, which can be seen from the advantages listed below. Advantages of hybridization optimize growth. Access to global talent pools. Gaining access to the global talent pools is one of the most compelling reasons to switch to the hybrid model. Here, you are no longer bound by geography and can hire the best of the lot across the entire world. In some cases, if you were to engage talent via an agency, you do not have to go through the hassles of vetting the skills of the talent involved. In short, you will have greater confidence in every new hire. Greater cost efficiency. Whether you engage talent remotely or nearshore an entire project, you would effectively cut down all the operational costs that would otherwise go into establishing multiple offices in different locations and hiring and maintaining talent. At the same time, you will also end up saving money on infrastructure, entity, and foreign subsidiary costs. Not to mention that employees are willing to take pay cuts in place of remote working opportunities. As such, your business would trim every possible cost overhead. In our experience, it could result in the reduction of operational expenses by an impressive 30%, as it did when we helped a leading fintech company. Dynamic business scalability, the PR.